Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ngoven. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the Paris 2024 Olympics currently underway in France. But first, U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to pass the Democratic Party's torch to Vice President Kamala Harris makes him a lame duck president, one who remains in office without any hope of an additional term. VOA's Chief National Correspondent Steve Herman at the White House looks at how Biden's legacy may eventually compare to the previous one-term president who did not run for re-election.
I shall not see, and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
That's Lyndon Johnson in 1968 making the surprise announcement he wouldn't pursue a second elected term as president. In that same room, the Oval Office of the White House, 56 years later, President Joe Biden explained why he decided to also drop out of the race.
You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices. Yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
Both Johnson and Biden in the final year of their presidencies were unpopular. Johnson's fractured party eventually chose his vice president, Hubert Humphrey.
I am ready to lead our country.
The majority of voters in 1968 did not think so, electing Republican Richard Nixon instead of the Democratic Party nominee. Democrats this time quickly united behind their vice president.
So the momentum in this race is shifting.
That has given Kamala Harris a boost in the Democrats' quest to defeat the Republican nominee, former President Donald Trump, according to University of Virginia professor of presidential studies, Gwian McKee.
In contrast to Humphrey, she has really been able, at least for the moment, been able to separate herself from that unpopularity to kind of develop a political identity of her own and really recast the momentum of the election.
At the Johnson Presidential Library last month, Biden said he'd long admired the late president's public service, from rural Texas schoolteacher to senator, then vice president and president.
His philosophy was simple. In a great society, no one should be left behind.
The accomplishments of Johnson's great society, civil rights and voting rights laws, social welfare programs, federal funding for schools, and some of the first significant anti-pollution legislation, were overshadowed by his losing battle against an unwinnable war in Vietnam. In recent years, however, Johnson has climbed into the top quarter of historians' rankings of America's 46 presidents. That 46th president will be remembered for the chaotic Afghanistan withdrawal, as well as his climate change initiatives and revitalizing America's industrial base. Biden's larger legacy may hinge on the fate of his unfinished diplomacy in Ukraine and the Middle East, notes University of Virginia professor McKee.
And it depends on whether the accomplishments grow over time and outweigh the limitations of his record, and that will shape his historical legacy and his rank among American presidents.
Lyndon Johnson and Joe Biden aren't the only ones selected presidents who decided not to pursue an additional term. An exhausted and ill James Polk left here in 1849 and died 3 months later. James Buchanan was unpopular and in poor health as the nation headed towards civil war. In the 20th century, Calvin Coolidge was beset by personal depression and an economic one. Harry Truman decided to bow out early after an upset loss in the first primary amid the stalemate of the Korean War and a yearning to return to private life. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Africa has its own special fan zone at the Paris Olympics. It's a place where Africa's citizens and supporters can come together and celebrate the continent's sports victories and put its conflicts and political divisions aside. Lisa Bryant reports from the Africa station in the Paris suburb of the Isle Saint-Denis.
For Olympics fans wanting to get away from the crowds and concrete of Paris, this is the place to go. And bring kids on summer vacations, including maybe some future Olympic athletes. It's also a place to sample African cuisine and artisanship.
What I like about the Africa Station is this cultural mix. Lots of cultures, lots of countries, lots of languages. I think it's really important that Africa finds itself together here today.
This Nigerian stand isn't just selling Nigerian goods.
We found out different entrepreneurs from Mali, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and Senegal. So we are here to share what we do the best. For example, here we have some fabric made in Africa. We also have some soap, natural soap.
The continent's Olympic athletes and celebrities come here. On Wednesday, the Democratic Republic of Congo was in the spotlight. Music and dancing are in, politics are out. This fan zone aims to be neutral, welcoming countries like Mali, which has rocky relations with France and a number of African nations.
This is the place where all the Africans come to celebrate their victories along with their defeats. There's a fraternity and solidarity that's been formed these last days that's hard to find elsewhere. Every morning, I come here and open the Mali stand, then go to Guinea and Senegal without taking the plane.
African teams have scored victories at the Paris Olympics. Kylie Namur won Africa's first Olympic gold in gymnastics, representing Algeria. South Sudan's young basketball team has made headlines, even though it didn't make the finals. People here say the continent needs more support to level the playing field.
There are some good teams, like the South Sudanese basketball team and the Egyptian and Morocco soccer teams. But it's difficult for other African athletes because the infrastructure and the training aren't often good enough.
The evening is setting in, but at the Africa Station, the party is only just beginning. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Saint-Denis, France.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic today on Live Talk, we are discussing the 2024 Paris Olympics with Zimbabwean athletes performing well in different disciplines. Sprinters Taliwana Shemakarau and Makanaka Ishecharamba made it to the finals of the 200-meter men's race. Paige Van Der West-Hussein, a Zimbabwean swimmer, finished first in the women's 100-meter freestyle. Long-distance runners Rutendo Nyawora and Isaac Mpofu are set to compete this weekend. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Chef de Mission of Zimbabwe for the Paris 2024 Olympics, Mr. Ringisai Mapondera. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
We are also joined by a sports reporter, Mr. Praise Dumi Zagama. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
We also have on the line a Studio 7 avid follower who has been following the Olympic Games closely, Mr. Richard Moyo. Welcome to the program, Mr. Moyo.
makadiko makadiko ndinopa sai mose kwa muri matibana enyika nemi mose vatarire vatiri studio 7 garibikela ronge lapo nikona ngiyatengelela.
Thank you. Mr. Mapondera, we'll start with you. We've seen the Zimbabwean team play in different disciplines, and there's been a lot of excitement from the ground. How do you feel about the team's performance so far?
The performance from the team has been excellent and excelling. It is pleasing. It is also encouraging to see that we have this kind of talent. I mean, if you look at the 200-meter race, Zimbabwe and America are the only two countries who had more than one athlete in that final. So it is very impressive for our athletes to be achieving what we are seeing today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mapondera. Mr. Ashlakama, what's your take on the games that we have seen so far, the performance that we have seen the Zimbabwe team play and race? What's your take?
Yeah, definitely it's been an exciting time for Zimbabwe, especially looking to take that, like what Kaneka Mpondera is saying, that we had two athletes in the final at 200 meters. This is something Zimbabwe we should be proud of, because when you look at it, when it comes to the sport of Olympics, we don't really contribute that much in terms of having these numbers. Two is a great number to have in a final, because this was broadcasted live in all the parts of the world, and everyone was looking forward to this race, and for Zimbabwe to have two athletes in that race is something that the country should be proud of, and this should also encourage the youngsters that are participating in the short distances. That is different, because these two guys have really set it high, regardless of the fact that they didn't finish in the three that will get the medal, but the fact that they qualified to the finals is something that we should be really proud of. And also, we had Supriano as well, who is from Bulawayo, who is a swimmer. Although he finished last in his race and that is in swimming, he made the country proud, because he also broke the national record as well when he participated at the Olympics. So it means that going forward, he is another athlete that we should be looking at to continue to make Zimbabwe proud in the Olympics. So far, so good for us as a country in terms of what the guys have done that we sent to Paris, because we didn't send too many athletes, but the few that we have sent, they've really done well. And back home here, people are really proud of what the two guys achieved, and as well as the swimmer, the tennis, people are also proud of him. So I'm looking forward to the marathon runners that we are still waiting to see. But in terms of what you saw yesterday, I'm really happy for what the two guys, Makarau and Charamba, did.
Thank you, Dagama. Vamoyo, maona say performance ye team Zimbabwe kuma Olympics korere. Vamoyo murutinza.
Okay. Tandingada kutaura ndechekuti kuma Olympic kubva achitanga musi wa 27 July. Takaona maolympic cut of runs achipamba nenzira yakanaka, sezvatakaona kutanga kuona opening ceremony yakaitwa nemusi Friday. Takaona yaiitirwa murwizi wesendi wemufranzi, nekuti takaona zvikepe zvaisvika 95 tichiona nyika yedu yeZimbabwe iri muchikepe number 92 yainga iri muchikepe number 92 ine Zambia neAustralia neZimbabwe ichira USA neFrance. Zvinhu zvatakaona zvakaonekwa zvakawanda, ndisingabiza kungopedza nguva. Ida kutarisa kumhanyo kwakaitwa neZulu, tichiona vana veZimbabwe vaviri, Makanaka Ishe Charamba achipinda final natapiwanashe Makara achipinda mufinali. Zvanga zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru, asi chakazotibata ndechekuti havana kuzokwanisa kuwana menzo, havana kuzowana mukombe. Asi tarongotarisa kuti mukombe uyu wakazouya muAfrica, wakawinwa naTemuko wekuBotswana, ndo wakawina gold. Zvinova zvinhu zvakanaka zvinhu zvatakaona, nekuchitarisa futi zvatakaona panhau dzevanotamba nhabvu. Takaona futi chikwata zveAfrica zviviri, Morocco neEgypt vachigonawo kusvikawo kumasemifinari. Tikaona Morocco neZuro ichiwina bronze. Zvinova zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru izvozvo zvatakaona neZuro.
tinotenda vamoyo vamapondera takaona nezuro vakomana vaviri vekuZimbabwe vari mufinal ye 200 meters wangu havana kugona kuti vawane medal ye gold asi medal yakauya kuBotswana kanova kekutanga kuti medal ye gold inge ichitorwa nemutambi wemuAfrica uyezve takaona kuti vakapinda vari vaviri mumafinals kubva muZimbabwe muri kunzwa sei nezve mafambiro avakaita kubva vachipinda mufinal uyezve nekuti gold medal yauyawo padhuze nepamusha
tinombo kufara chaizvo nezvinenge zviri kuitika izvozvo zviri kuratidza kuti haingori gold medal chete yekuBotswana panewo zvakare kuZambia kwakaenda bronze medal sekuziva kwamuri kuita mese saka tiri kutarisa chaizvo kuti zvinofadza zviri kuitika kuregion kwedu tinotarisa even pachikwata chedu chatinacho kuno cheZimbabwe chachona pane mukomana uyu weRolling Stephen chinhu chekuti kuZimbabwe tinokwanisa kunge tichinyanyopinda nacho chaizvo nekuti nzizi nemadhamu tinazvo zvakawanda chaizvo zvekuti imwe yekuti sport yekuti tinofanirwa kunge tichitarisisa nemazvo kuti tingawanisei vanhu vakawanda vanouya kuzokwikwidza nayo asi tinofara chaizvo netimu yese yevanhu vanomwe vava iri pano sekutaurwa kwazvamboitwa nevamwe vatauri vari panapa kuti mirirai muone zviri kuitika mangwana muone zvatichaburirwa naIsaac Mbofu uyezve nanyaura uyo achazomhanya pachamhanya vakadzi musi wechisvondo asi kutarisa kwatiri kuita maonero andiri kuita timu yeZimbabwe nyange zvayo iri diki itimu yasiya zitawo rekuti kune nyika inonzi Zimbabwe kumaolympics egore rino
tinotenda vamapondera vava Dlakama wena ubona njani indlela abantu ikakhulu eZimbabwe abaseZimbabwe lakwamanye amazwe indlela abasekele ngayo iqembu lalonyaka ele-Olympics ubona abantu belosekelo na olugcweleyo kuleli qembu
ekuqaliseni sibili abantu bebengenalo usekelo loluyana esingathi sibukhangelele nxa kusenziwa imidlalo enjengama-olympics ngoba lawa ngama-global event okutho ukuthi-ke umhlaba wonke uyabe uwakhangelele ungakhangela enhlelweni lezokuxhumana o-Facebook o-Twitter laba o-WhatsApp abantu bekuzixoxela nje ngekunye okwenzakalayo kuma-olympics o-official opening imidlalo yebhola leyi lapho esibone khona imorocco isenza kuhle o-Nigeria labo-Zambia bephuma kuma-first round yiyo ingxoxo eyadi khona nje khonapha emgwaqweni balutshwana abantu-ke akade bekhangele kakhulu kuma-athletes ethu ayiwo asebhizentayo kuma-olympics kodwa ngemveni kokubana usipiano sithese swinyile ekubhukutsheni lapha uyenzele resounding welcoming khonapha ejoshua mxakuko nkomo airport lapho abantu abahambileyo bakuthigwaqa khona ngale airport besamyamuyela ngalokho akuwenzileyo yini sasemncane ujaha okutho ukuthi ekukhuleni lapha siyabe sesikhangelele ukuthi-ke nge-experience le ayitholileyo khonapho ema-olympics aparis lawa amanye alandelayo ngomunye esezakhalela ukuthi-ke azame ukuthi adlule lokhu akwenzileyo aqhubeke siya phambili so nami ngibona ngani ngomunye futhi umuntu esingamthembi ukuthi sesiyela kuma-olympics uzasenzela kuhle so khonapho kuthi kuzokwenzakala nje uthese siyaswima angelanga lapho abhukuthe khona kuqalisile nje khonapho ku-Facebook abantu abaningi sebensiselenhlanhla abanye sebeqalisa ukhuluma ukuthi hayi umntwana asambone ukuthi-ke ule-bright future khonapha kumdlalo lo wokubhukutsha okutho ukuthi i-interest ihle yaqalisa khonaphana yasigada i-momentum sekusondela khonapho ku-athletics lapho-ke usharamba lomakarawu abaqalise khona kuma-hits abo bahle bayenza kakuhle ihle yasukuma indaba khonapha kweyezimbabwe abaningi baqalisa ukukhangela khonapho ukuthi-ke ama-athletes lawa azayenza kanjani khona kuma-olympics bathe sebesiya kufinali abantu sebejabula kakhulu lapha thina siyazi ukuthi vele izimbabwe yindawo yebhola emdlalo enguqweni othandwa kakhulu kodwa khonapho kubo-whatsapp ofacebook bese umgcweli-ke indaba kasharamba lomakara abantu abaningi nje sebekhangelele lirate okutho ukuthi-ke nayizulu amehla amaningi sekumabonakude khona phana simelele ubontu bazayenza kanjani kodwa-ke kuyisikhathi sokuthi nathi sizigqashe njengelizwe kubabona bebabili besirepresenta khonaphana njalo okujabisayo khona ukuthi weBotswana uthethe omunye ngowasadiki khonapho-ke okuhle kwayenza ukuthi abantu bajabule kakhulu futhi so yinto nje engibona ngani mina ngathi ngakhuluma njengelizwe asisupporti-ke ama-athletes wona lawa abantu abagijima ama-sport wona lawa ama-olympics singaqhubeka nje sibanike usekelo ubona ngani singathuthuka ama-sport lawa sithi njengama-minority sport wona lawa abantu abangakhanyi kakhulu ngoba already i-interest has been seared okusokufunakanayo ukuthi-ke abantu baqalise lithi sokuphenduka lapha kube-ke lapho amajaha lawa achiye khona ngokuthi imincintiswano le iqalise ukumemethekiswa abantu babekwazi ukuthi khona ukwenzela ukuthi-ke usekelo lukhuyele siya phambili njalo nabantu bajabule nje balakuncane bona bafisa ukuthi badlale emdlalo lowu lawo bangene futhi endlaleni bekawudlale ngibona ngani hhayi usekelo sole kwelihle sibili sikhangela okwenziwe ngamajaha la amabili awo
siyabonga Dlakama Vamoyo ndimuri ku South Africa uko support yakamira ostay ikoko for team ye Zimbabwe iri kuma Olympics kwarini
okay nje kuti support ye vana veZimbabwe vari ku France kuma Olympics support yanga iriko uye kuti support ihombe sizathi kutevera usiku namasikati nokuti nezuro vakanga vachisikirwa zvikuru paSNBC TV neparadio kunyanya paikokwezi FM nokuti vakandifonera nezuro vesibhukile breakfast show kauti mamuka sei breakfast show boholo brango na BBM vanoita show iyoyo vachida kubvunza kuti makanaka ishe zvinorevei kuchirimi rwechindevele kauti takiwana izvinorevei saka vano mutsigiro wezaro rezimbabwe kumaolympic rutsigiro huriko sei zvataisumirawo kuti dai vavo uyewo nemendo asi tinotenda kuti kusvika vakaita kumafainal iko vakasvika vakaratidza kuti vakasangana nesimba nokuti uku hakusinyore kana achitarisa nyika yakafana neamerica nokuti tinoona kuti america poga poga panopasipetwa inenge ine vatambi vayo 3 vanomhanya kana vanosima akaita zvakasiyana siyana saka zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti hakuna kumira mushe asi tinotenda zvachara baba kuti tinotarisa kuti mangwana pavachapinda zvimwe zvese zvezimbabwe anogona kutorawo mendro asina kukurudzira zvikuru kuti vana vezimbabwe vachira mberi chingotsigira team yakaenda kufrance kumaolympic kunyange ari sei asi taikurudzira zvikuru panhau iyi nokuti tirikuona kuti pane pari kusarira pavatambi vedu kauti vamhanyi vedu nevanosima vedu kuti zvinhu hazvina kunyanya kumira zvakanaka nokuti aitarisira kuti nezuro tiwanewo kana silva zvayo saka ndingangondiwo kutira kwanoda kuinditi asi kuti haa zvinhu zvakarongeka vatiri kuona zvese kufrance tiri kuona kuti zvichiwa pasi pezuva pane mitambo yakasiyana siyana nokuti akaona futiwo muno musouth africa matii taona south africa so far yakawina mamedals anosvika 4 tatana wakawina gold nesilver tikaona futi ve7s veragibe wakawinawo futi bronze nevemabhasikoro akawinawo futiwo medal yebronze zvava zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru izvozvo saka tiri kukuonesa izvi zvakafaro zvakanaka nozivitwa kufrance zvakanaka zvikuru nokuti imwe yakandifadza ndakafadzwa nehoki nondasanambonyaya kuitevera hoki yakandifadza zvikuru kuiyeye makandiri wanitwa mapenalty tichiona futi nadhalendichiwina final nezuro yehoki iyo saka zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru zvakaida kungotaura zvangu
tinotenda Vamoyo. Mr. Mapondera, these games are still continuing But what are some of the lessons that you can say you have taken from the games so far? And also, if you are to speak to Zimbabweans who are listening right now, what message would you want to give them?
Firstly, my message to Zimbabweans is that we have great talent as Zimbabweans. I think we need to move from the perception people from my age will tell you that when you would desire to play a specific sport, parents will discourage you and tell you that no, you're wasting your time, go do academics. Sport is the in thing. The money that people are making from sports, the opportunity that sport avails is far, far outweighs a lot of professional positions that we have. And,
Vamoyo munogona kumbomira tinzwe vamapondera vanga vachiri kutaura. You can continue, Mr. Mapondera.
Thank you. So the emphasis being on parents first and foremost, we are the first frontier in bringing our children to sport. Yes, the associations, the national federations, and the Zimbabwe Olympic Committee and all other committees can come into play, but the starting point is us as parents. We need to take sports seriously. We need to see it as the business it is and the opportunity it creates for our children. The take home that I would take from these Olympics is that anything is possible, particularly if you look at the achievements of what Botswana has done. And we are not very far away. We can do this. We've done this before with the Honorable Minister. She's a legend, and everyone knows about the gold medals that she produced for Zimbabwe. So it is something that is within our grasp. It is something that we are able to do. It is something we should achieve for. And I certainly see a brighter future for Zimbabwe. And I want just to congratulate the athletes that I brought here. They are now all Olympians. And that is something major, major. Of the 7 athletes that we brought here, 5 qualified on their own, meeting the standards of anyone else in the world. And as the 2 boys showed also in the 200-meter race, that their times were good to take them to the finals against the very best in the world. And that says a lot. And for anyone who's Zimbabwean, we must be proud about this. We must forget all the wars that we cry about back home, and we must push our children, and we must push and support our athletes. All the corporate world out there must adopt an athlete and provide for them so that they become as good as all these others that we hear about. But we are there in Zimbabwe, and I'm happy to have been part of history, and I'm happy to be here with this team that we have. It's a team of wonderful, wonderful, wonderful athletes.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mapondera. Tichipendera chirongwa vamapondera sezvo muri ku France ne team ya Zimbabwe. Mungatiudzawo kuti vatambi veZimbabwe vari kunzwa sei nematambiro avaita uyezve vakatarisira kuti vange vaine mamwe magames avachatamba. How is the spirit like in camp?
Spirit is not a thing that we have to do. Makauya vakatipawo kutisimbisa zuva rekutanga-tanga chairo pasati patomboita kana apinda mvura kana kuti aita chii. Vice President vakauya vakati vabvawo neshoko kubva kuna President rekutisimbisa sechikwata kuti tinge tichiita izvi. Ndinofunga kuti izvo zvabatsirawo chaizvo maresults atiri kuona yekuti sapoti yekumusorosoro at the very top yanga ichisapota timu yedu, timu yenyika yeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda, thank you so much, Vama Pondera. Unfortunately, nguva dzedu ndodzati manyei. Namhlanje kuhlelo live talk besixoxa ke ngodaba laba Olympics aqhubekela phambili. France Paris lapho okulabadlali abeZimbabwe abayisikhombisa abangena kumidlalo etshiyeneyo, abanye bengabagijimayo, abanye bengababhukutshayo. Sikhangelele ukuthi kulabanye abaza kuba begijima ke kusasa ngomgqibelo uIsaac Mpofu, kuthi ke ngesonto sikhangelele ukuthi uRutendo Nyawura laye uza kuba egijima. Sikhangelele ukuthi labo bazadlala kuhle njengabanye esibaboneke benge na akuma finals sabona ke bengenelisanga ukuthi bathathe izicoco kodwa bedlale ngendlela ethokozisayo kakhulu. Okwakhathesi muli yeZimbabwe sibonge abenelisa ukuthi bangene kuhlelo lolu. We want to take this time to thank our guests, Mr. Moyo and chitenda zvakare vamapondera tenda zvakare vadlakama vapinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi. Ngaloko ke sesifike emapetereni kohlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, and that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.